This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And my next guests have actually bought their own radio advert with them. Let's take a listen, shall we?
The 7th of March, 2020, at the Junction Cambridge. Construct Sound brings you pure techno. With Lars Huisman, Traveller and Green, Subtonic, Strepa, Audiofilm, Massive Cat Person and Damien S. When music is more than just a feeling.
There you go. That's coming up at the Junction on Saturday the 7th of March. And I'm joined in the studio by the promoter, Elliot. Very good afternoon to you, Elliot.
Hi there.
And by a man better known as Audiophile, but for the purposes of this exercise, we'll call him Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you both. This sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us what's going on, Elliot.
So essentially, we're putting on this techno event in the Junction, Cambridge, and we did a lot of market research, and we found out that actually there is a slow resurgence, let's say, of techno music in Cambridge. A lot of people are saying there isn't a really big techno scene, but there should be.
Right.
And so we're trying to actually fill that void and give people what they want in relation to that.
And from the point of view of Construct Sound, that this is you and you're the promoter and you're also a label, is that right?
So I'm actually representative of Construct Sound, who represents this cooperative, let's say, of artists called Pure Techno. So I act as an agent for them.
Okay.
But I found this opportunity in Cambridge, and so since actually a large amount of the Pure Techno team live in the Netherlands, I am the coordinator on the ground over here, and to be honest, pushing projects like this really is in line with our mission and our vision, because Construct Sound exists solely for the growth of culture, and we really want to help people develop the skills that they have and develop the connections that they can make in as many places and forms as possible, really.
So it's an art form in itself, but then you need to present it to an audience, don't you?
Right.
That's kind of like the other half of the equation, is that whole mixing with the audience, I'm guessing. Let's bring Tom in at this point. Tom, tell us, how did it all start for you? How long have you been doing this game, then?
Ooh, I've been doing this quite a long time now. I was involved in kind of jungle events in Cambridge some time ago, but got exposed to a lot more things when I went to university. I ended up getting involved in a few different underground scenes there, and have kind of landed with techno after enjoying dubstep and house music before that. It's been a really interesting journey, and I feel like as you get older, you kind of engage more with minimal styles of music.
Right.
Which has been an interesting progression for me.
So have you also found that you're kind of looking at the back catalogues and going, oh,
absolutely,
and sort of kind of getting stuff a different way now?
Yeah, it's fantastic having such a wide selection to draw from as well. And listening to tracks a long time ago that may not have necessarily made sense at the time, but now make a lot of sense.
And if someone's listening, thinking, OK, all right, well, I mean, I'm sure, like, as you can tell, there's a few years between me and you. When people throw out all these different styles and different names, what would someone say, OK, I don't really know what a techno gig is going to be about. Sum it up for me.
It's a good question. I think there's a lot of different types of techno.
Right.
I think the one that we're mainly focusing on is something that a lot of people would associate with the German style of techno. But that style of techno exists in a lot of countries. There's versions of it in Italy, in France, in the UK, in Scotland, in Wales, in Ireland. It's really, really branched out. And it all has its own little twist, depending on where you go for it, really.
And I'm guessing, therefore, you are actually appealing to quite a wide audience range on this, aren't you? Because there are people, as you say, are going to have been around from the 20-odd years ago. It's going to go, well, I want to go back and relive those days.
Techno's for all ages.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the people that are on this project with me is in his 40s. He's got a wife and kids. And he's one of the artists that are going to be performing. His name's Philip Green. And he's going to be performing back-to-back with Traveller, which is another one of the Dutch artists coming along. They're the secondary headliners of this event.
Excellent stuff. And you're telling me that, there's a whole sort of exchange program, a cultural exchange program going on here.
So we're establishing this exchange program called DJREP, which is the DJ Residency Exchange Program. And the idea behind this cultural exchange system, if you will, is... essentially, what we're doing to kickstart it is we're organising two events, one in Cambridge in the Junction on the 7th of March, and another event in Groningen in the Netherlands.
Oh, right.
Where it's going to happen, we can't say yet. That'll be released very soon, probably on the event page. So if anyone fancies taking a look at that event in Holland as well, you know, keep an eye out. But the idea is, one of these Cambridge local artists that we've brought into this is going to get the chance to go and perform in the Netherlands. And when we do this event again in Cambridge, we're going to bring one of those Dutch local artists back with us.
Right.
But it's our hope to expand this DJ residency exchange program into other areas of music. And bring in other organisations. In fact, we kind of want this residency exchange programme to stand alone from our organisation. We want it to become a sort of standard, if
right.
you will.
Sounds really interesting. And Tom, from your point of view, is this something you've done? Have you played in the Netherlands before?
I have not personally played in the Netherlands, unfortunately. Although I have visited several times, so I'm familiar with the... the quality of music that they play there.
So it would be quite an exciting thing if, because when you're there on the list,
absolutely.
I'm presuming Elliot is in with a chance.
He definitely is in with a chance for sure.
What will you? What criteria will you use to choose who goes over to the Netherlands?
So obviously, musical and DJing ability is up there on the list of deciding factors, but other factors that we're using to decide who gets that chance are how invested they are with promoting themselves and all of the people involved in the program.
Right.
So the whole point of this program is to promote local artists. And if these people get involved with promoting not only themselves but everyone, then we believe that sets them apart, maybe, from people who don't necessarily...
Sure.
put the effort in.
Yeah, it's all about that. It's true of everything in life, especially where music is concerned, and it's, and you know, as a label, put the effort in, and that's what happens. So Tom, from your point of view, I'm guessing you're thinking, right, there could be some young upstarts who want to have a go at this game too. Is it an easy thing to get into if people are thinking, well, I quite like, or what taught you your craft?
I think the one thing that's missing the most, because DJing as a skill or a technique isn't that difficult in terms of, like, playing the equipment instrumentally. I think a lot of the technique that's difficult to teach comes in with track selection.
Right.
And knowing how music works with other pieces of music. It's very easy to play two songs in time next to each other that aren't too sharp in any frequency but may not necessarily make sense at an emotional level. And that's very difficult to teach, unfortunately.
And that's amazing. That's when you talk about a connection with a crowd. It is just exactly... I mean, it was always the same back in the days of
Absolutely.
Disco. It's just,
yeah.
oh, when someone hits a button.
Yeah.
And that's just something that is, I guess, just in you, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think... I don't want to say that it is necessarily. I think it probably could be taught. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to teach it necessarily. I can talk about ideas and how and why things work, but not necessarily... how to just describe the formula.
Okay. Now, I love the fact that this is 10 a.m. till 5... Sorry, 10 p.m. I was getting it the wrong way around. 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. So
yeah.
That kind of sets the mood straight away, doesn't it? It's an all-nighter.
Definitely. And actually, in Germany and places like that, they sometimes have two-day raves, don't they?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I know. Almost too much for me, to be honest.
Oh.
But I must say, the Junction, we're really, really happy with their involvement and... we know that they are champions for artist development, and I know that they actually do get involved with a lot of different organisations, artists, promoters and producers in order to further that goal of culture creation.
And it's great. It's a natural home, isn't it, for this sort of thing? The
Definitely.
Junction, it just kind of... you walk through the
Absolutely.
Doors, it just fits. But it's got a main room and a second room. But so explain to me, are you actually in Junction 1 and you've got some partition going up, or how does this going to work?
Well, actually, in Junction 1, they have the main dance floor area.
Yep.
And then upstairs, they have a second bar, which is a smaller room, where I think it's going to be slightly darker in the actual decor. But it should be really, really cozy in there.
Sure.
Definitely. I think there's going to be a lot more space downstairs than upstairs, but, you know, sometimes when you really want to get deep in that dance floor sort of, I don't know how you say it.
What, the vibe?
Into the vibe, yeah. Really feel the vibe.
Sorry, that was a flashback.
You might want to go upstairs and check it out. I know you're playing in the second room, aren't you?
Should be really good.
One thing I do want to say is the Junction's just recently celebrated their 30th birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Haven't they?
Yes, indeed.
And I think they started up themselves because there was a call for event spaces that do just that promote these up and coming genres of music. Mm. I think it essentially evolved from the rave scene itself.
And so it's great that you're going back there, really, isn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Now, it is strictly 18+, and I guess, yeah, it's going to be an all-night. Let's be honest, it's going to be big, loud, noisy, a huge amount of fun. Tickets, I take it, are still available, though, if people want to go along?
Absolutely.
How do people get tickets?
So, if they want to get tickets, they should go to www.constructsound.com/PureTechnoCambridge.
Okay.
And for all the people listening, if you use the discount code TECHNO20, all in capital letters, you can get a 10 with a CH.
Techno
with a CH, 20, all in capital letters, you can get a 10% discount.
That sounds excellent. So www.constructsound.com/PureTechnoCambridge and use the discount code TECHNO, TECHNO20, in capitals, and you get 10% off. Very
That's
good.
Correct.
Tickets priced around 17 quid. That's a bargain.
20 quid, actually.
Oh, is it?
The early bird of...
early birds have gone, have they? Okay. Yeah. You can still find details on the Junction website, junction.co.uk. Sounds like a great gig. Good luck, Tom. Thank Hope you get to go to the Netherlands with it. And you'll keep us posted about the return ones. And you were saying you're a label as well there, Elliot. You're going to stick us through some tracks from time to time.
Absolutely will, yeah. Be listening out for tracks from all variety of different music types, you know, not just techno, but we also do house music, we do urban music, a bit of reggae in there as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And jungle and drum and bass.
Okay, and you know Satnav, our mate Satnav, off of Urban Bassline, I understand. So
That's
we'll get
correct,
you and Johnny yeah. Five and everybody all together and you can make a bit of a noise in here on a Friday night.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Thanks ever so much for coming in this afternoon. That's Elliot and Tom. That gig, as I say, is on Saturday the 7th of March at Junction 1, Pure Techno, and tickets are available through junction.co.uk and also through constructsound.com/PureTechnoCambridge. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.